Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com. We're continuing to watch all the details here in the Denny Hastert story. And as Judy has been reporting, it's kind of sort of coming in fast and furious over the last about 2 hours here. Obviously, this thing broke yesterday that the U.S. attorney had indicted him on basically, I'm using this term loosely, structuring charges surrounding his taking out of monies in excess of what the banking regulations require for paperwork, and then distributing them. And in the indictment, it said distributing them to an individual with whom former Speaker Hastert had been involved in some form of misconduct. Now, That had everybody, obviously, in media and politics all on Twitter, like, oh, what are we going to do? What is this? What is the misconduct? And figuring that it would only be about 24 hours until details of this started to come out and started to proliferate. And now you have the Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times and ABC News now confirming that it was apparently sexual misconduct, and that it was with someone that from many years ago.
And as Mike Monaco pointed out, most likely related to his time as a wrestling coach and teacher.
Yep.
Yorkville.
Alan Dershowitz is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And, of course, you know Alan Dershowitz from he's been on television and radio for many, many decades. But more importantly, he is a law professor of great esteem and a trial lawyer of great esteem. And he had a nationally syndicated radio show for many years that when Mr. Dershowitz would go away, I would fill in for him. And I was a non-attorney fill-in. I'm the only non-attorney ever to fill in for him, and the only non-attorney ever to work at Court TV. But I'm telling you right now, Dersh, I'm going to get arrested and taken away from impersonating a lawyer before this is all said and done.
You do a damn good job.
He does,
that's the problem.
He?
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you, you don't have to be a lawyer to see how outrageous this indictment is. This is, again, another example of criminalizing political differences. The idea of going after somebody for structuring when the structuring was not done for an unlawful purpose. Usually the structuring is done to prevent the income tax people from knowing how much money you're making, or for buying drugs or things like that. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who's a victim, apparently, of an extortion plot. And as the result of being a victim, he's paying somebody off, and they indict him for taking money, his own money, out of the bank, but doing it in small amounts so that bank regulators don't have to report it. But he was not doing anything illegal. He was a victim of somebody's extortion. And any prosecutor with any sense would not indict for this, especially when you know that the indictment is going to reveal what he was being extorted for and going to destroy his attempt to maintain secrecy. I don't know whether he did it or didn't do it back in the 1960s, but there doesn't seem to be much evidence beyond the word of the young person. And the idea a federal indictment growing out of this seems just like such an abuse of prosecutorial discretion.
All right, but explain this to me, though, because this is the part I don't quite follow here. When you said political, and I know that, you know, there's a very good argument for this, but Denny Hastert hasn't been Speaker of the House, hasn't been in Congress for a decade.
I know. So, but he's a lobbyist now, and he's a lobbyist for groups that are very conservative and for businesses. And I just don't understand what would motivate a prosecutor to go back to the 1960s to try to find out what happened in the 1960s and do it through the vehicle of structuring, which is designed to get after money launderers and drug dealers. Now, you know, the allegation also is that he lied to the FBI and said he wasn't paying anybody off. But again, that's part of what you do when you're extorted. It's also a very good argument for why nobody should ever give it into extortionists. Nobody should ever, ever submit to extortion because it never ends. If you're extorted, they have you forever because you're making the payments, and they can always ask for more payments and more payments and more payments. But look, he apparently did. Look, he's presumed innocent, but he apparently did He was willing to pay, and that's not a crime, being willing to pay, and it shouldn't be a crime to simply take out money in small amounts to conceal the fact that you're willing to pay an extortionate. Just doesn't seem to be a crime.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe this is political? Do you believe that this is Department of Justice under the Obama administration going after this guy?
Well, you know, you never can know what somebody's motives are. They've also gone after Democrats in absurd cases. I think the case against Menendez sounds to me like it's going to be very, very difficult to prove. I think it's an overzealous prosecutor. I doubt that the White House was involved in the decision to go after Hassard, but it's just bad judgment by a prosecutor. The whole case just smacks of overreach.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anne.
I was just going to ask Professor Dershowitz if he was in fact. Apparently, the indictment indicates that this individual A was someone he knew at the time. He was a coach, a wrestling coach, and a teacher, as you said, dating back between 1965 to 1981, and they had a long long-term relationship of some sort. And if in fact there was a crime involved, then would you change your mind about whether this is political or not?
No, I wouldn't, because the statute of limitations is way, way past. And, you know, if it was a consensual relationship, we'd have to know about the ages and all of that.
And if it were an underage person?
Well, but again, we're talking about it being how many years ago? When was he underage? Did it continue voluntarily after he reached an age? That's a state crime, not a federal crime. The idea of using a structuring statute to go after somebody for that just doesn't seem right to me.
Okay, and so how... As we know, the federal government has about a 95% conviction rate in cases.
Not in these kinds of cases. They
I'm saying less than a
50% conviction rate when it comes to highly politicized cases. They lost the Stevens case. They lost the delay case. They've lost case after case involving when they indict politicians because they tend to over-indict.
So do you think that Mr. Hastert has a pretty good chance of getting out of this then? You say 50-50, right?
Well, you know, the question is, will he want to go to trial? Will he want his whole thing to be spread out on the record? Apparently he's been paying good money for many years to prevent it from coming out on the record. I think the worst thing about this indictment is that it implicitly revealed what the alleged extortionist, if he was an extortionist, was threatening to reveal. And the federal government basically revealed it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it was the business of the federal government to do that.
Interesting stuff. Alan Dershowitz, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Be
Alan
well.
Dershowitz, the...
great legal mind, my gosh.
Yeah.
Nice to hear him weigh in on it.
Yep. He was the former Felix Frankfurter Professor of Law at Harvard Law School. Would you want to be the Frankfurter Professor of Law? I don't know.
Do you get teased when you're called that? I don't know.
My guess is that Alan Dershowitz got teased a lot when he was a kid, and that's why he became one of the more successful lawyers in America in the 20th century.
Brilliant.